Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is 47 outside. A lot of people without power this morning. So just, you know, that stinks. It really does.
Well, yeah. And again, there is a tornado touchdown in Paducah.
Yeah.
A bomb cyclone kind of pounded the central U.S., caused several tornadoes in western Kentucky and southern Indiana. So...
yeah, the
nuts.
Yeah, the wind was no joke yesterday. No joke at all. So I was trying to move a dresser like outside, and I got hit with a blast of wind where I was like,
am I gonna
fall over?
Yeah,
I had a.
It's not a good day for that.
No, not at all. So so hopefully you have power, and you know, today looking like a normal day. High right around 50. The weekend looks like it's going to be about the same, so not too bad here for the next several days in the Ohio Valley area. So today on the show, we've got to take a look at one of the classic stories that always comes around every year right about St. Patrick's Day.
It is one of our faves.
The Leprechaun of Mobile. This is so legendary that, I mean, if this is the first you're hearing of it, buckle up. It's a great one. So that's on the way a little bit later on here this morning. Also, we've got to get to these Facebook comments. Wave 3, our news partner, posted a graphic of the storm and the wind that's... was taking place in the Ohio Valley.
You could say it was a graphic.
It was a graphic, uh-huh. Sure. So
uh-huh.
We read the Facebook comments and we're not disappointed.
No, they're pretty glorious.
Yeah, so we'll get to that here this morning as well.
In fact, they were so great. I went through and liked a bunch of them, and we got a Facebook message from one of the comments that I did like. They're like, it's not every day that someone from a radio show likes my comment. So
whoever you are,
thank you so much.
There you go.
It's like fangirling a little bit. It was great.
And then... Family Secrets. Man, we've got a lot of stuff to get to on the show.
It's a lot for Friday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, just when you thought we were just going to phone it in because it's the end of the week.
It's the end of the week, and then it's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, we're just going to have to actually work today.
Okay, so yeah, we'll get started. Setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. 12 minutes to be exact. Small examples of what not to do as we get going this morning. Good morning, guys. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This Sunday, St. Patrick's Day and Selection Sunday, we're going to be out at Drake's in St. Matthews. Hanging out, giving you Ariana Grande tickets. And also, you know, there's drink specials. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be all sorts of fun. St. Patrick's Day there on in St. Matthews. At Drake's. Speaking of Ariana Grande, Breathe In Here, her show is in Nashville, and those tickets we've got for you will be happening there. Set of the bar. Small examples of what not to do on the way in about 10 minutes. DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 5:56. Set of the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without freaking out over tomatoes, you're doing okay.
When you say freaking out, can you define that?
Sure. You know, fast food rage, we've talked about, is a real thing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
You know, you just want to eat. You're hangry.
Yeah. You show up. You expect that taste is going to be in your mouth soon.
Yeah. Portia Tyler, she was just wanting a hamburger with no tomatoes.
No tomatoes at all.
Guess what she got.
Not a fan of... Man, and just... Well, she couldn't just pick them off. That's not acceptable,
no,
right?
Couldn't pick them off. And,
all right.
And, you know, and I get even walking back into the restaurant saying, hey, you know, I asked for no tomatoes. This has tomatoes. You know, maybe she's allergic to tomatoes.
Maybe,
we don't know.
Maybe. You know what?
We don't
I
know.
Bet they might have offered to fix another one.
So the workers offered her store credit. She said she wanted cash. She wanted a refund. Here's the thing. She wanted a refund. She wanted cash. When they said, well, I mean, we can give you store credit. That's when Portia decided she was going to take matters into her own
that
hands.
That was highly unacceptable.
She started yelling, pointing, tried to climb over the counter, threw a cookie rack.
Listen!
And a wet floor sign. Those cookies did nothing to you, Portia.
Wow, and neither did that sign. That's not how we react.
She eventually took off, but was later arrested on several charges. So, again, there are ways to react to every situation. And you know, a lot of people say it's how you react that kind of defines you.
Well, that didn't say very many nice things about her.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without freaking out over tomatoes, well, you're doing okay. Okay?
I feel like as a rule of thumb, you typically get closer to what you want using the kind approach.
Well, that didn't work for her.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't.
Yeah. That's Out of the Bar, guys, on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kids School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville, E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
We're about an hour away from the Glitter Getaway, an opportunity for you to fly away to Hollywood, California, to Universal Studios. And I just heard, good news, get you in for another week on that.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Wait a second.
Next week. We're not stopping today, friends.
Listen, we told everybody. We're getting a winner on Monday. Hey, we've told
what?
All of them so far.
Bonus.
Are we liars? Are you making us liars?
I'm not making us liars. I'm just saying there's bonus. Bonus times.
I can't.
We found some more. We're in to win.
My body
you
can't
can
survive
do it. Yes,
another
you can.
Week of that.
This is a good thing.
It's
this
not
is
a good thing.
It is a good thing.
A whole other week.
Yeah, because if you haven't gotten in to win yet, then you've got a whole other week to get
I
in.
I don't want to hear that sound anymore.
It's a glorious sound. But anyways, about an hour, and you can get in on that trip here on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. So this 6-year-old boy out of Ohio, Abbott Ray, he's six. He taught himself how to play piano by ear, which is kind of just amazing in and of itself.
I mean, real talk, Abbott Ray already sounds like a country singer. Okay, maybe not country.
Is this just
fantasy? Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Abbott is blind too.
Get out.
And he now does covers of classic songs.
I'm on board.
He's 6 years old.
I'll buy his album.
Yeah.
He's like the next Beethoven or something.
Yeah, he's definitely not taking his disability and...
He's making it an ability.
Absolutely. So, Abbott Ray, here's to you, friend.
Oh, man.
Keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
He is fantastic. He just sounds adorable.
And there you go. That's your feel good here on 99.7 DJX. Ava Max, then your NF, and then more on this college bribery.
Guys!
Will it end?
Guys!
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I just looked at the date, and I'm like, wow. Remember when we had that little billy goat in our arms a couple weeks ago?
Bachfest.
Yeah, Bachfest. Yeah. It's coming up in like 2 weeks.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're in Nulu. Bachfest, of course, beer and goats and all sorts of...
He was like, what, 2 or 3 days old?
He was only just a couple days old. Yeah. What was his name?
Jimmy. Does that sound right?
That sounds familiar. It was definitely a human name.
Yes. Like
Jimmy.
Kevin, Jimmy,
George. Kevin the George. The goat. Kevin the goat.
I feel like it was Jimmy. What do you
think? I feel like
Jimmy.
I feel like
that
now.
That was the first name that popped in my head.
That Jimmy will be a couple months old.
Oh, they said he was going to be ready to race.
I was going
to
say, I don't know if we're going to recognize him.
But he's grown so much.
He's so much.
He's all grown up.
He was here 1 month ago because it was Valentine's Day. I had a picture holding him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With hearts.
Yeah.
It was lovey.
So, yeah, noon to 7 there at Nulu, March 30th.
He's very snuggly.
You can be a part of that. That's pretty funny.
Who knew?
So, more and more on this bribery story is coming out.
Guys.
And we'll play NF.
Dang it, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm ready.
Give me just a taste.
I'm ready to launch in.
Give me just a taste.
Just a taste?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, give me a headline.
We're going to cover Lori Loughlin, like, losing all her jobs, why William H. Macy is not named. We'll even dive into the one person that started all this.
Okay.
Oh, and some irony.
and some irony.
Some art imitating life, if you will.
All right. All that coming up, NF Now, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. No schools are out today. Everything is full schedule. Plus, Louisville Zoo is back open today. So everything seems to be moving in the right direction. So that's good. All right, 6:18. The big story this week.
Good Lord. This is going to continue to be a big story, I think, for a while. So the college admissions scandal. Lori Loughlin has been one of the big names in this whole thing, mostly because of the amount of money that she paid, $500,000. And of course, you knew this was going to have pretty swift repercussions.
Uh-huh.
The Hallmark Channel, she is very much entwined with that brand and done a lot of movies.
Yes.
A starring role in When Calls the Heart, her series of garage sale mystery movies, and of course, all the Hallmark Christmas movies. Oh. Well, they... Yeah.
That we know and love.
Came to a screeching halt yesterday. Hallmark cut ties.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Completely?
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Ooh. Opted to completely end the relationship. Now, I don't know if that means, hey, we'll never, ever, 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 like, re-air any of the stuff she's been in. Because if so, that is really tragic for her co-stars. Like, they're going to have to pay the price for her bad decisions. The statement read, "We're saddened by the recent news surrounding the college admissions allegations. We're no longer working with Lori Loughlin and have stopped development of all productions that air on the Crown Media Family Network channels involving Lori, like Garage Sale Mysteries and independent third-party production."
Okay.
Her daughter's withdrawn from USC.
Okay.
Out of obvious fears of bullying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Olivia Jade, one of her daughters, is a social media influencer mm-hmm. that had deals, like endorsement deals with several companies, one of which being Sephora, who actually had a line centered around her, and they cut those
they
ties,
cut
too.
They cut ties with them. Yeah.
Not doing that anymore, and I'm sure many more probably going to follow. Now, Felicity Huffman, another big name that has been embroiled in all this for donating, we say donating, $15,000. Now, why wasn't her husband, William H. Macy, charged?
Why wasn't he?
I don't know, but they say that he's listed in the indictment as spouse. So if he was in on it, I'm not sure why Lori Loughlin's husband was also charged and he is not.
Okay.
Maybe more information will come out as to why. We just know that he hasn't yet. Now, here's some irony coming at you. An old storyline from Desperate Housewives was dug up involving Felicity Huffman's character, Lynette Scavo, and her husband, Tom, trying to get their twin sons into an elite private school. Their characters find out a generous donation would ensure that
they'd
the
get
kids
in?
Would beat them out. Yeah.
No way.
How much money would that generous donation be?
Half a million dollars.
$15,000.
No. Oh.
The same amount.
Oh, wow.
The same amount.
Oh, man.
Yep, yep. And
stop
then,
it.
So then they found an old episode of Full House, season 6, an episode called Be True to Your Preschool. During that episode, Aunt Becky and Uncle Jesse, trying to get their twin sons into one of the best preschools in the Bay Area, after being told their friends told them, hey, don't let the kids fall behind. They feel the pressure to check out the school. And then Joey, Dave Coulier, comes at them and encourages them to give them a little edge by lying.
I just saw like Perez Hilton on like Twitter post this video of Aunt Becky and her daughter talking about just college. Uh-huh. And it is like,
foreshadowing.
Here it is. Hang on.
Or you can play it from your phone.
Why did they pay all this money for your education? Why did they pay all this money for your education?
Yeah.
Why did I pay all this money for your education?
Yeah. Well, she should have watched her own daughter's videos on YouTube where she's like, I hate school. So you guys know that about me. I kind of realize that would have saved her $500,000. One last thing. What started this whole investigation?
Sure.
Apparently, there was this unnamed Boston executive who tipped off the FBI when Yale's women's soccer coach said, hey, I'll get your daughter into the school if you pay me $450,000.
What?
Yeah. So then the executive was like, huh, well, that feels a little weird. Decided to contact the FBI. FBI was like, huh, maybe we should look into this a little bit. And then this spiral started.
Dang.
So you can see all of that, read all of it. It's all up there. Take some time. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's the season.
Who else in the love car say yeah?
It's one of my favorites.
This is a classic.
It's become a time-honored tradition.
I mean, we need to highlight this just about every year.
Yeah.
All right, so that's on the way. Plus, before 7 o'clock, we need to dive into the Facebook comment section of Wave 3. All right? Homegrown Wave 3, the weather section. We'll get into that here in just a little while on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 48, clouds, and maybe even a little bit of rain rolling into the forecast, but clearing. And then for your weekend, should be nice. Sun and 50 tomorrow. Then for your St. Patrick's Day, clouds and 53. It's 46 now. Some new movies out this weekend. There are several of them. One, and I don't think any of them are going to win the weekend.
No, because Captain Marvel is still a thing, so she's probably going to continue to dominate for a while.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's the John Goodman movie. John Goodman, Ashton Sanders, Captive State. I'm not sure if
I've never heard of this.
I want a lawyer. You and I both know those days are gone. You have a choice to make. Work for me. Or wind up like your father.
Okay.
All right.
The animated movie with the voices of Jennifer Garner, Matthew Broderick, Mila Kunis, John Oliver.
Wonder Park.
It's time to open the park. Wonderland is now open.
I like it when the ideas come from you.
Okay. The Cole Sprouse movie.
Oh, this looks really heartbreaking.
Yeah, 5 feet apart.
The kind of guy that ignores the rules because it makes you feel in control, right?
You're not wrong.
You think that's cute?
Do you think it's cute?
6 feet apart at all times. You both know the rules.
Yeah, it's about a couple teenagers. Right. And then Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase.
The legend dates back to 1885. When the Colfax brothers, who built Twin Elms, had a falling out over a woman. Legend has it, you can hear them crying in the walls.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, I think I read that book when I was a kid. Yeah. I was into the Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, so Captive State, Wonder Park, 5 feet apart, and Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase, all new movies out this weekend. But that Marvel movie will make
Captain Marvel.
Will be the number one movie over the weekend. At the box office. All right, coming up next, the best leprechaun story ever told.
Ever.
Out of Mobile, Alabama on 99.7 DJX. This time of year, it's always a tradition to bring you one of the greatest legends of a mythical creature ever told. You see, back in 2006, residents in a suburb of Mobile, Alabama thought they saw what appeared to be a leprechaun hiding out in their trees.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Yeah, Irish folklore. Uh-huh.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun is taking up residence in their neighborhood.
Okay, yep. So now it's time for the news to dive in a little deeper.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Uh-huh. Many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
Right.
I mean, this is probably the greatest snapshot of a reporter getting an eyewitness account from residents of this community that I've ever seen.
I mean, his delivery means this is a hard-hitting news story.
Yeah. To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! I mean, they're getting the crowd pumped. They're getting the crowd pumped. Yeah.
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Well, of course.
If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Okay, so this leprechaun disappears. Uh-huh. What's next?
Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah, of course it's there.
Uh-huh. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
Okay.
Can we just, the police sketch, it looks like maybe my six-year-old drew what she thought maybe a leprechaun would look like.
I was thinking 4 or 5 years
old. Okay, maybe you're right. It's maybe 4 or 5 year old. I was overshooting that a little bit.
Yes.
My theory is it's casting a shadow.
Okay.
From the other limb.
Could be a crackhead.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Either it's a leprechaun in a tree or...
could be a crackhead.
The greatest interview of all time.
You got hold to the wrong stuff.
Oh, my
Drugs
gosh.
Drugs are bad,
and
kids.
And he told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
This lady's not believing
could
it.
Could be a
She's
crackhead.
Saying, you know what, listen, got a hold of the wrong stuff, is now running around up in our trees.
Yeah, God, don't be afraid.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off smells right here.
Okay, so he's showing up like a PVC pipe that's dirty, that has holes drilled in it, and he's saying it's some magical flute.
This is a special leprechaun flute. This has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather.
It's trash!
Wait a second, when you said passed down for thousands of years, it's a PVC pipe!
It's been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Okay. Of course, I'm glad you did. Sure.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
Sure. You got to interview one more person and just see, hey, really, why are you here to see this leprechaun?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. Yeah. Okay. I want to know where the gold is. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Give me the gold.
Again,
this will go down as legend around these times.
Nothing can top this news story.
Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Could be a crackhead.
Oh, so glorious. So glorious.
If you want to see it, we've tweeted it out, at Ben and Kelly Show.
And that is one where you do truly, I mean, it's fun to listen to, but you truly need to see it as well.
Yeah, you can see it on Twitter or WDJX.com. Coming up, Glitter Getaway, opportunity for you to fly away to Hollywood, California. Before that, though, some strong storms hit the area yesterday.
Yeah, strong storms, and sometimes those weather graphics just kind of create themselves.
Yeah, some strong penetrating storms, for
strong
sure.
Penetrating
storms.
And then we read the Facebook comments.
It's like, there are people. Like, they are our people. There are people.
Yeah, thank you for tipping us off to this. We were tagged in this several times. That's making the show
so
on the
great.
Way in about 8 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. You can win tickets to her Nashville show, Drake St. Matthews on St. Patrick's Day. We're going to be out there from 5 to 7, hanging out, well, officially from 5 to 7, but getting you in to win those tickets for Ariana Grande's show in Nashville. You've got an opportunity to hang out, drink some beer, have fun, Selection Sunday, all that on St. Patrick's Day. Coming up next, those storms that hit the area, that wind was no joke. So Wave 3 Weather posted this graphic of what the wind was doing.
It was kind of a graphic.
It was kind of a graphic. So I want to play Panic at the Disco, and then we'll dive into the Facebook comments of that.
You guys did not disappoint.
Yeah, that's next on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can get us on the smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get full shows. You can get highlights, all that stuff right there, or even live radio. Wave 3, our news and weather partner, they posted this graphic on Facebook of the wind that was hitting the Ohio Valley. Now, the graphic, if you want to text us the word storm, STORM, to 502-571-9970.
You really should see it.
We'll send you what the picture looked like.
And then you can see it.
Yeah, so you can...
Because you should see it.
You can kind of see there's like squiggly lines that kind of go all the way up into Ohio.
You know exactly what it looks like.
And then there is a longer, more kind of penetrating wind gust.
Why'd you have to say penetrating?
So we go to the Facebook comments.
Uh-huh.
Megan I, this looks like a tampon instruction sheet. The one that your mom got out of the Tampax box and showed you when you were 15. Oh, Daniel M., Kentucky. It's usually bigger, but it's cold. James L., gonna be a long and hard night. Everyone sure to be put on your raincoat. James, Megan K., is this how baby storms are made?
Yes, yes, that's how they are made.
Greg J., for any parent out there worrying about the talk, use this picture. See, when Kentucky loves Ohio.
What a state really loves another state.
Uh-huh. Jamie B., that it wasn't rain, y'all.
Take that statement back.
Jeff P., if this storm lasts longer than 4 hours, we may have trouble.
Hey!
Skylar B., don't think it's Wave 3's fault. Some of y'all need to be prayed for thinking of such stuff.
Yeah. But there are several people that are just like, hey, I'm just here for the comments because they give me life.
Candace D., female meteorologist, the storm will bring 4 to 6 inches. Male meteorologist, the massively swelling storm will bring 8 to 10.
Truest thing I've ever heard, though.
Oh, my God.
A couple more. Del S., 9 months from now, a new state will be born.
Yes. Oh, on top of that, Daniel H., everyone mark your calendars for a big gender reveal, and don't forget to RSVP. See you in 9 months, little Kentuccio.
Yeah. And finally, from Cody H., well, now we all know that Kentucky and Ohio are either siblings or cousins. So there you go. Facebook. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show, or just text us the word storm, STORM.
All right, one more. Amber W., Ohio, not right now, Kentucky. I'm too tired.
There you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We go from that to Glitter Getaway. Chance for you to get in on that trip to Hollywood, California.
Yeah, let's just keep the immaturity rolling.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Tooting Troll coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, and learning tools for everyone, teachers, daycares, churches, parents, and kids.
Locations, Louisville, E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Okay. 502-571-9970. Ninth caller, get in on that trip to Hollywood. Glitter Getaway, Universal Studios. And get in on that now. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. So, this pet cat went missing 5 years ago. Larry went out for a walk.
Larry the cat?
Yep.
I love it already.
2013, didn't come back. So the family, Eleanor, was all upset, and they spent the next few weeks searching. They eventually resigned themselves to the fact that, well, Larry's gone. Larry probably passed away.
Don't give up on Larry.
Nope.
However, they just got a call from an animal shelter that said, hey, we've got Larry.
Larry's hit. Five
years later.
And they found him alive.
Five years later.
Not five days, 5 years.
Yes. Yeah, Larry had been taken care of for at least some of the time at someone else's house.
Wow.
And then a guy feeding birds about 20 miles from their home, Eleanor's home, spotted Larry eating the bread he was throwing out.
Now, did Larry have a collar on, or was he microchipped, or how'd they know it was Larry?
I believe probably microchipped.
Okay. Dang. That's amazing. 5 years later.
So that microchip your animals.
Yes. Wow.
So Larry was just on the best adventure ever.
He did.
Yeah. So there you are. Little feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ellie Goulding and Liam Payne on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Quick shout to Taylor and Kyle listening. Appreciate that. Kelly, what is that in your pocket?
I'm ignoring you.
What is that in your
pocket?
I'm
ignoring you.
Something smells.
I will not walk into your little trap. I'm not walking into the trap.
Amanda, what are you doing?
I am taking my kids to school.
Amanda, congratulations. You are in to win.
Yay. Awesome.
Yay. Woo. Amanda. You could win a trip out to sunny Hollywood, California, Universal Studios. It's the Glitter Getaway. But just for getting in, we are going to hook you up with The Little Mermaid, which is rock performance of Disney songs.
Awesome. My kids are loving it.
Okay. Another shot for you to get in on that coming up at 9 on 99.7 DJX. Here in about 15 minutes, your family secret. Before that, though, one of the top trending stories of the day on the way next.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Sad news for Louis Tomlinson.
He has been through it in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you about the latest tragedy to hit his family next.
Yeah, yeah. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 7:18. Congrats again to Amanda, who picked up some tickets to the Little Mermen at the Mercury Ballroom and is now in to win the Glitter Getaway, which is to Hollywood, California, Universal Studios. Another shot for that coming up at 9 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. All right, man, I tell you, we just played, you know, Liam Payne.
Yeah.
His band, his former bandmate.
Yeah, Louis Tomlinson.
Is going through some stuff.
Yeah, my goodness. So this is just unbelievably sad. So his younger sister, Felicity, who is actually a social media influencer and a model, she's got over 1.3 million Instagram followers, reportedly collapsed Wednesday after a suspected heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
And passed away. Just unbelievable. I guess E! News says police were called by a London ambulance service after reports of a female in cardiac arrest. She was unfortunately gone there at the scene. The statement from the police said that at this stage, the death is being treated as unexplained. They're going to do a post-mortem examination in due course to try to figure out what exactly happened. But just tragic. She had last shared a photo on Instagram on Sunday.
Oh, geez.
And then Louis had
just released that song,
a lyric
about his
video,
mom, right?
Called Two of Us about his mom. Yeah, his mom passed away 2 years ago after a long battle with leukemia. So just heartbreaking.
She's
couple
so
of
young
years.
Too.
Oh, yeah, 18
oh
years
gosh.
Old for crying out loud. That's just.
That never happens.
Yeah, well, it's.
It can, but.
It can, but it's unusual
so
for
uncommon.
Sure. So if you want to see the latest on that up at WDJX.com, we've got the lyric video for that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And links to her Instagram.
Oh,
and
so sad.
The full story. It's just, yeah.
And my heart goes out to him and his family. My goodness.
Unbelievable what he's going through right now. So, yeah. Tragic, tragic news to wake up to.
All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up. It's a family secret that, well.
I mean, it's something that I'd want to try. Like, I don't even need the money necessarily.
All right.
This is an interesting.
She's got a dream.
Side hustle, maybe, if you will.
Interesting choice of words there.
Well.
All right, that is coming up here in about, no, I don't know, 15 minutes on DJ.
I'll go.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 46 outside, going to get up to about 48 today. Saturday, sunshine 50. For St. Patrick's Day, 53 in clouds. So, going to be nice weekend.
Yeah, except for the fact that our bodies are not comfortable with 72.
Oh my gosh, it was beautiful yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, outside of
before the storms ravaged.
Even within the storm, it was like there was a period of time when it was raining like crazy rain, but there was sun outside. It was nuts.
Yeah. But before that, it was like, you know, in our neighborhood, we live in J-Town, it was really windy, but they were able to play outside for a good amount of time and it was sunny and it was gorgeous and very spring-like.
Yeah, I feel like a bad nanny because I let all of my children play outside during the storm, but the weather was nice.
Yeah.
It felt good.
Well,
yeah,
my kids are out there too.
Coming up next, you know, sometimes you don't know who to tell, so you tell us. It's family secrets.
I mean, it's something that I'd want to try. Like, I don't even need the money necessarily.
All right, she is college educated.
Yes. I will say,
a professional.
I did not see this coming.
That is next after Bozzy on 99.7 DJX. Texts 502-571-9970 from listener Greg. Yep. He got it. He guessed the profession that she wants to try. It's family secrets. Go ahead.
I think sometimes that I would like to be a stripper.
You got it.
Okay, listen. Bingo.
You got it. Bingo.
Right out the gate, she just throws it out there just like that, all willy-nilly.
Wow. Well, tell us why.
And I'm a college-educated working woman.
Sure.
But
I just think I would be really good at it. And I mean, it's something that I'd want to try. Like, I don't even need the money necessarily, but okay. I don't know. I think it could be fun, at least more fun than like an office job.
Ah, okay. So looking to do something other than an office job.
Unexpected.
Hey, I get it, girl. It kind of does look fun.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, we learned things about Kat now.
We did do some learning about Kat. Maybe in the afternoons, instead of the nanny job, she might go in a different direction.
I've been telling you guys that as a cover-up.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, when Kat comes in on the whole, hey, I think that might be fun, too.
Hey, I think I might have some skills in that area. I can't. I can honestly say that thought has never, ever, 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 ever entered my brain.
Step inside. Walk this way. Oh, yeah. You and
coming
me,
to
babe.
The stage.
Hey, hey.
Candy Kane.
Let's welcome to the stage. She moonlights as a nanny.
Okay.
You've heard her on Ben and Kelly.
Yeah. Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat.
Ooh, that's my stripper name. Living like a
I see it now.
Yeah.
Hire me for your bachelor parties.
You
are wearing an animal print. That's very sassy today.
I am. So. Someone just texted in. Oh, great. She can do my bachelor party for free.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Hey, this comes at a price, guys.
There you go.
Wowie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Wow.
Welcome to the stage. She is a... She is an accountant by day, wears power suits, but by night, she's a countess.
Wow.
Twirl on the pole.
She got the move. She can work those numbers.
But so, yeah, that's your family secret.
Okay,
there.
That sounds fun.
That's great. That's great.
Well, just let us know if you decide to go down that path.
Okay.
So is this a question or is this just hey?
She's
doing it.
I was going to say, sometimes secrets are just thrown out there.
I don't know if she's going to actually act on that or she's just saying, hey, I'd like to.
Yeah.
Hey, girly, I say do it. I say work it.
Are you offering up, say, hey, call me, I'll go to it with you? I don't understand.
Hey, give me a call. I mean, you can do it together and start a business.
This is so awkward.
Nicole texted in and said, well, you know, Kat does have some good dancing skills. She showed us at the circus, LOL.
Oh, wow. She's great as showwoman.
Okay.
That could be your costume. Because you got to have a costume. You got to have a thing.
Katie had texted in and said, dying. We have a friend that said she would do it one time if anyone is in dire need of cash.
Wow.
All right, guys. Listen. I know we all want to go out tonight. I tell you what.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Is this a standard song, I feel like it is.
I got a plan. I got a plan. Just go with me.
Guys, I'm going to get us some extra cash.
I'm going to get some extra cash.
We got to make a detour before we get down to 4th Street Live.
All right. That's your family secret.
On 99.7
DJX. It's literally in our parking lot.
Perfect. Don't you see the body shop?
There you go.
You drive past it every day.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Family secret. She's a professional, college educated, has a desk job.
I was kind of thinking of having a little, I'll call it a side hustle.
I think sometimes that I would like to be a stripper.
Yeah, okay. So that sounds fun.
502-571-9970.
She just thinks she'd be good at it. That's it. She doesn't need the money. She just thinks she'd be good at it.
Barbara texts in and says, I'm an HR manager of 6 facilities, and I've always wanted to be one, too. Goals, baby.
Oh, Barbara.
Barbara on the strip.
Can you picture what is going to happen at the HR office today?
Did you hear?
Did you hear what Barbara said?
Oh, my. Well, I mean, I could see it,
show?
I guess.
I bet. You know what? I've seen her at karaoke night before on the weekends, and she does have some moves. I'll give her that.
Allison tweets and says, I'm so glad I'm not the only one who's considered that.
Wow. Yes, girl.
Wow. They're coming out.
Yes.
They're coming out. Andrew the Love Doctor.
Ben, Kelly, Kat, my favorite early morning people. Love you guys. Love it. Listen, Tripper, yes, go for it. Do it.
Yeah.
Really? Do it. And here's why. She's probably young. She's probably done it in the basement, blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you, once she gets up in front of a bunch of men, slobbering drunk, being punked, as men get when they drink, right, Kelly and Kat?
Yeah,
throwing
absolutely.
Money at her,
she might have a different tune about it because she doesn't need the money. It's not about the money for
right.
her.
Right, right.
It's about the money. People sacrifice to, you know, make a living, take care of their kids. That's a different ball game. But this is about her sexuality coming out. I hear it. Yes.
Well, you are the love doctor. You would know.
With your stamp of approval.
I am.
Means everything.
Keep on loving. Love you.
Love you.
Keep on loving.
She just wants to feel hot.
I got a text from a listener just past Trixie's. They're hiring.
Hey.
All right. Another text that says, do it. It's so rewarding and is great exercise. Wow. I do it for fun.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Seriously?
Wow.
That's her fun job on the weekends.
Okay. Courtney's all about it, too. She's like, hey, college educated with an office job, too. I'd totally do it.
You know what? Maybe I just know my limits as a person and my abilities.
Do you think you'd be too clumsy?
Why are you saying that to me, sir? You don't know.
I don't know
my moves.
I'm just asking.
I can only say that about my moves. You can't say that about my moves.
I wasn't saying it about your moves.
You
I was just asking
you
a question.
Are you trying to defend your dance moves?
I feel like I got moves.
How about
I don't know if I have. Kinds of moves.
Are you like throwing it down?
I can't say that I have experience around a pole.
Well, we could go to an exercise. I don't have that. And that's not what I'm saying. Class.
Oh my God.
Never done that before. I don't know.
Let's go, Kelly.
I feel like I have limits, though.
All right.
Exercise pole dancing class. Me and you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say they have pole dancing classes.
Make a video.
So uncomfortable.
Post it on Ben and Kelly's
you
show.
Know what? I don't think we need to go down this road.
Oh my gosh. Another text that says. So in response to the Trixie's text that you got here, I'm sitting here at a gas station in front of the Godfather, and I believe they're hiring too.
Hey!
All right. You know what?
So there's opportunities to be had.
We're giving people opportunities.
We're opening new doors,
if you will.
New paths not yet explored.
All right. There you go. That's Family Secrets on 99.7 DJX. Can we real quick, coming up next, highlight this British dog show?
I'm in. If it's British, I'm in. I'm in.
This British dog show. And if you wanted a little preview, a little hint of what we're talking about, text us the word dog. And we'll show you maybe the greatest agility course runner in the history of dog shows.
I'm here for all of it. All of it.
All right. Ariana Grande, then that on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can get us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. Get our podcast, get complete shows, get highlights and more right there from your smart speaker. So dog shows, you know, they're always fun to watch. Westminster Dog Show, very, very popular. Well, there's a dog show called Crufts.
Crufts. It's the dog show where the elite of the elite show off their skills, be it looks or ability.
Yeah, it's there.
I'm in it.
In Britain.
However, everyone loves an underdog, so to speak, and over the last couple of years, one pooch from our patch has epitomized that more than most.
Yeah. One pooch from our patch epitomized.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Text us the word dog, D-O-G, to 502-571-9970, and we're going to introduce you to Kratu.
Here is Kratu, a rescue dog from Romania.
All right.
Kratu.
This may be the best running of an agility course you have ever heard and or seen. Kratu gives zero blanks about the agility course and goes at his own course.
Explain what kind of a dog he is. It's kind of a larger dog.
Yeah, he almost looks like
a lot of hair.
He looks like a rescue dog. He's kind of like a shaggy, almost like sheepdog looking animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like whitish gray coat.
Very
fur.
Pretty coat.
Yeah,
color.
Pretty mm-hmm. coat. Ready to go here.
This year, the Rescue Dog Agility Display Team. Now, this team consists of.
He's got Benji like qualities.
This dog's called Kratu, by the way. I do know this one. Well, I guess
he's hiding out in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Green.
Oh,
yeah. He doesn't care.
Of course.
He's trying to do a course.
And he doesn't care.
He jumped over one. Not the other one.
It's supposed to do. It'll just go where it wants to. This is a dog rescued in Romania.
Oh, I like the tunnel. I will go back to the tunnel.
Yeah.
He just keeps not hiding in the tunnel.
Yeah, he does.
He's just chilling. It's a crossbreed anyway.
We'll see if he's going now.
And we'll see if he gets going. Yeah. So what he's doing, he's like running around the course.
Yes.
He's like just doing whatever he wants. He's not going in any certain direction.
Well, he jumped over one bar, but then he passes up the second.
We want the dogs to have fun here, and we don't care if they get it right or not.
Oh, they don't care?
There is actually a proper route that they are supposed to take, and Kratu is not taking it.
Yeah, so that's summed up nicely right there.
Nope.
So this dog show.
And I was just walking around, just kind of taking in the sights, looking at the crowd.
Yeah.
Hey, do any of you have a treat? I would like a treat right now.
Yeah, so the dog Kratu is just this happy-go-lucky rescue dog. Has a mind of its own
during this tunnel, though. How many times have you gone into the tunnel?
He's just living his best life.
Yeah, he
is. Doing what he wants to do.
Yep.
YOLO.
Like I said, you got to see the video. We posted it on Twitter as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, just text us word dog and we'll send it over to you.
Give him all the points. Here's the thing.
You may sit there and look at him and see a dog that's not winning. We see a dog that's a very good boy who's just trying his hardest.
He's slaying the game.
So there you go. Text us word dog 502-571-9970. We'll send it over to you. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations Louisville, Anytown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
About an hour, another shot for you to get in on that trip to Hollywood, Universal Studios, the Tooting Troll is who you're listening for. It's the Glitter Getaway here on DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Do you want to highlight these Sigma Pi Epsilon brothers?
Yeah, the Sig Eps. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, a lot of people from the area, spring break in Destin.
Sure.
We're going there this summer. So this happened in Destin where there was a mom and she was like frantic. The weather was not super great.
Right.
And it was looking like it was starting to storm.
Yeah.
She comes running up yelling for a lifeguard. Her young son was caught out in a riptide.
Ooh, that's scary.
And so these three guys are looking around. They don't see any lifeguards. And they spring into action and just run out there. And at first, they couldn't find the guy. They couldn't find the kid because it was really waves and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and they finally, they found the boogie board. And that's what led them to the kid. And then they started to kind of get caught in the riptide too, so they had to form like a human chain to get him back to shore, and they did. They rescued him. Everything was fine, and a crowd of people had kind of assembled at that point, and someone that had witnessed this actually posted about it on Facebook, which is how it kind of caught the attention of local news there, and it's pretty incredible. I mean, these kids,
Cole, Connor, and Jared,
didn't even hesitate, just sprung into action, ran out there with no regard to their own safety. They weren't professional lifeguards, had never had the proper training, but it all worked out, and it's pretty incredible story.
Saved a life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
You can see it. We'll tweet it out, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ah, very cool. So, yeah, feel good stories. Do them every single hour here. Just stories that kind of put a smile on your face and show you that there is good still in the world. We try to highlight that every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande, it's DJX. 99.7 DJX, St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Who else in the level car say yeah?
Yeah!
By the way, if you want to like relive maybe the greatest leprechaun story ever, you can see it posted, WDJX.com.
Could be a crackhead.
It could be one of those too. yeah, you can win tickets on St. Patrick's Day to Ariana Grande, her show down in Nashville. Just hang out with us, Drake, St. Matthews there. We're going to be out there after 5. It's Selection Sunday. It's St. Patrick's Day. So a lot of stuff happening there at Drake, St. Matthews. So come out, get in to win Ariana Grande tickets. Next, do we have some local people doing big things?
We got Kentucky representing on the next season of The Bachelorette.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Bluegrass Men's. We'll tell you all about it coming up.
All right. 5 seconds of summer first. .7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast, you can get live radio. Speaking of podcasts, you can subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, and you can get entire shows. You can get just some segments there. So all that. iTunes, Google Play there. The Ben and Kelly Show. So The Bachelor just wrapped up. Colton, yes. And who? Cassie? I already forgot her name.
Really?
So
really?
They've announced now The Bachelorette.
Yeah, they did that at the end of the kind of the finale of Colton's season. And of course, as they have been doing the past couple of seasons, they officially launched her season by having some of the guys meet her right there live on stage in a super awkward way.
Yeah, but we are more highlighting a couple people that are in the bluegrass that are going to be a part of this next Bachelorette.
Yeah. There was no mistake. I was not a super fan of their choice of being the Bachelorette. But now I feel like I'm...
Hannah G?
Hannah B. We wanted it to be Hannah G. But now we might have to watch because Kentucky's being represented.
All right.
Okay. I'm talking about Trinity math teacher Brian Bowles. He's 30. He was one of the first guys kind of rolled out on the official Facebook page for the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
As being one of the contestants competing for Hannah Brown's heart. So this is kind of fun. A lot of
once, is there like a little video that accompanies it or like an introductory video?
We've got not yet. They have just rolled out the pictures. And so what we're going to do after the show is Kat and I and our intern are going to go through and kind of just show you all the guys and our opinions. All that. We'll post that up there. But you can see it up at WDJX.com. So Brian apparently graduated from Trinity in 2006, taught at Wagner High School before returning to his alma mater in 2017. A lot of people are commenting that he was also very active in the local theater scene and that he's got some pipes and that he can sing.
So what does he teach? Do we know?
Math. He teaches math.
Oh, okay.
And he's not the only Kentuckian competing. Former Kentucky football player Darren Blaylock is also going to be in there.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
We got celebs on the show.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. If you want to watch some Kentucky boys duke it out.
Do you think that they're going to, when they come out of the limo, drop some like, here, I'm stereotype Kentucky or I'm not, you know, like to be like memorable type of thing?
Well, I fully expect Darren to do something football related.
Yeah.
That's... probably that seems like something that he would do. And then what I think Brian may sing. If he's got pipes, he might sing or a little. I don't know.
Maybe he'll do a lot of people math are guessing. Joke or something.
Okay,
a math joke. You plus me equals love.
I'm a math teacher, if you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So I don't know. So that's a reason to tune in. And it starts at May 13th.
All right, cool.
Look at that.
So, Ben, are you going to watch with us now? Can we have little bachelor parties over the summer?
OMG.
You guys are doing good with that.
Viewing parties at Ben's house. It's decided.
You guys are doing good with that.
I'm ready to Ben.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I'll bring the Arbor Mist.
Coming up. Yesterday, some crazy storms rolled through the area. And so Wave 3 posted this weather graphic up on their Facebook page.
It was a graphic.
It was kind of a graphic. So all we did, we were alerted by several listeners tagging us in it.
Many people.
And then we just read the Facebook comments.
Listen, grab some snacks. The comment section is where it's at.
Yep, that is all on the way. Hang.
She used to meet me on night side in the city with a sun on set.
99.7DJX, Instagram at 99.7DJX. I don't know if you happened to see the story yesterday, but we dove into the Project Prom prom dresses, evening gowns that are gently used that you've been donating to New Yale cleaners. We're getting them all ready for March 29th. When we're going to be doing an event out at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
They're going to be selling for $10.
Yeah, $10 for these dresses. And now it benefits Mary Hurst. Okay?
Absolutely. And you know what? Some of them are slightly used now by Kat. Because she tried a bunch of them on for
and
pictures.
And Ben.
Ben tried some on.
And Garfield.
Okay. That's a plot twist I didn't see coming.
I will say that Natalie, former intern who now works. She picked out. She comes down to my office yesterday and is carrying four dresses. I try all four on. None of them fit. And I will say, let me just tell you, they were a size 8. And I was like, all right, I had trouble getting these on my body. And I was like,
honey,
you know what?
You're not a size 8.
You're a little too busty.
I'm telling you this right now.
This is this is offensive. These sizes are offensive. And so she's like, okay, well, I'm going to come back. So she goes, she leaves, she comes back. She's like, I think I've got a good one, a nice two piece here. A halter top
she
with the thing.
She gave you a two-piece? She wants your belly showing?
And
that little furry thing showing. Here's
the thing. Spoiler alert, it didn't fit. and it was a size 12.
Hey, that's probably for the
it
better.
It was a size 12.
Listen.
That's probably for the better. The two-piece
was fitting.
Honey,
women's sizes are different than your typical schmedium you're used to squeezing into.
So I tried on several size 12s, and I ended up with a nice green dress for St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
It really pops with my beard.
With the beard.
Okay. Making you look like a nice, sassy leprechaun.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Did it push up the...
Well, I did try on one dress that made me look like I had a full B-rack.
Oh, really?
That's my size.
Cups in there to push myself up?
Yeah, you and I would have been competing.
Me and you were boobie sisters.
Absolutely, boobie sisters, yes. Okay. So, yeah, you can see it on the Insta story before it goes away forever, at 997DJX.
Oh, yeah, it should probably go away forever.
But, yeah, our point is... We got some great dresses that
gorgeous
are gently used.
Dresses. Gently used.
Gently used.
You got to make sure that there's no like chest hair in some of those. I'm just saying. You are a hairy dude.
You're a hairy dude. I was being modest.
Okay.
Do you shed?
Oh, all the time.
Of course. I can only imagine how much is in the drain after the Ben Davis shower. Sorry for that mental picture. I'm so sorry. Wow.
All right. So.
Oh, my.
Project Prom.
Oh, my.
9970JX. All right, next. Facebook. Wave 3 weather Facebook comments.
It's sassy.
After Post Malone on DJX.
Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the polo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands.
997DJX. Ben Davis, go. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Let's clarify that you were trying the dresses on fully clothed. You didn't take your shirt off. See, I was picturing that you were like shirtless trying these dresses on for Project Prom. You kept it. You were modest. You kept everything on.
I am a gentleman, Kelly.
Okay, good.
On Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. So yesterday, Wave 3 Weather posted this graphic on their Facebook page of the wind and all of the storms that were rolling through the area. Now, the graphic looked very questionable. It looked like there was something protruding from
Jefferson County
going up to Cincinnati and into Ohio.
Yes, it was starting in Kentucky and going into Ohio.
Into Ohio is a good way to describe it. If you want to see the photo that we're talking about, text us the word storm, okay?
Wow.
STORM, Texas storm, and we'll send it over to you at 502-571-9970. And then we read the Facebook comments.
800 some odd comments.
Over 1,000 now.
Oh, wow.
Do we give it an official thing? An official intro on this?
Probably. Yeah.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight! Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
No one's fighting here, though.
No.
Everyone is joined, united on one common theme.
Megan, this looks like a tampon instruction sheet. The one that your mom got out of the Tampax box and showed you when you were 15.
Okay. All right.
There we go.
That's a side lane.
Where we're starting.
That's a side lane.
Heidi L. Kid. Mom, where do storms come from? Mom, well, Jimmy. Daniel M., Kentucky, it's usually bigger, but it's cold. James L., gonna be a long, hard night. Everybody sure to put on your raincoat. Megan K., is this how baby storms are made?
Yeah, I think so, 100%. Yeah.
Greg J., for any parent out there worrying about the talk, use this picture. See, when Kentucky loves Ohio... Helen K., hopefully it shifts and pulls out before it really unloads.
Oh, Helen! Too graphic! Helen!
Candace D.
Helen!
All the female meteorologists. The storm will bring 4 to 6 inches.
Easy.
Male meteorologists.
Easy.
The massively swelling storm will bring 8 to 10.
sounds like my Tinder experiences.
Jamie B.
Okay.
That wasn't rain, y'all.
Listen. Listen, Jamie.
Jeff P., if this storm lasts longer than 4 hours, we may have trouble.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
OMG.
Oh, no.
Cody H., well, now we all know that Ohio and Kentucky are either siblings or cousins.
Wait, Daniel H. comes in here. Daniel H. comes in here. Everyone, mark your calendars for a big gender reveal, and don't forget to RSVP. See you in 9 months, little Kentuchio.
Yeah, Del S. 9 months from now, a new state will be born.
Yes, absolutely.
So, if you want to see the picture that we're talking about and then all the comments that ensue, text us the word storm. We'll send it to you.
Now, Amber W. is a little realistic. Ohio. Not right now, Kentucky. I'm too tired.
Jeez. Ooh,
you guys are sassy.
Not a fun hubby state.
And then Skylar, don't think it's Wave 3's fault. Some of y'all need to just be prayed for thinking of such stuff.
Sorry.
We need a little Jesus.
Y'all need Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
You're all our people.
Yep.
All of you.
Yep, for sure. We got tagged in that several times. So there you go. Wave 3 weather Facebook comments. Love you guys over there.
You sassy.
Yeah, for sure. You can see it. Texas word storm, STORM, 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 48 your high today. Clouds and maybe even some rain in the area you may see. But for the weekend, going to be nice. 50 tomorrow, sunshine, 53 for St. Patrick's Day, and some clouds. It's 47 now. New movies this weekend. Captive State, John Goodman movie.
Never heard of it.
I want a lawyer. You and I both know those days are gone.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
That's it. That's all you're giving us? All right. Sounds amazing.
Then that animated movie, Jennifer Garner, Matthew Broderick, Mila Kunis, John Oliver.
Is this Wonder Park?
Yeah.
It's time to open the park. Wonderland is now open.
I like it when the ideas come from you.
Okay.
Okay, that's cute.
5 Feet Apart, that's that Cole Sprouse movie.
This does look good, about the two cystic fibrosis patients who are in love but can't really be together because it's dangerous for their health.
The kind of guy that ignores the rules because it makes you feel in control, right?
You're not wrong.
You think that's cute?
Do you think it's cute?
6 feet apart at all times. You both know the rules.
Okay. That feels very Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. And then Nancy Drew. And the Hidden Staircase.
Get out.
Yeah.
They're still making Nancy Drew remake movies.
Yes.
Wow. The legend dates back to 1885 when the Colfax brothers, who built Twin Elms, had a falling out over a woman. Legend has it, you can hear them crying in the walls.
Okay.
She's a way hipper, Nancy Drew, than she was in the books from my childhood back in the 1850s.
I feel like that one's actually going to do good. Okay.
All right. So there you are. Those are the new movies out this weekend.
Sorry, Captain Marvel is going to slay all of
them. Captain Marvel's
going
to still win.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Captain Marvel will probably win the box office until
for the foreseeable future.
The
probably
Avengers.
Until Endgame. Yeah.
Or, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come out. All right. Without me, Halsey, it is 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always stream the show, thebenandkellyshow.com. Or get the podcast, iTunes, Google Play. Subscribe to it. You can get entire shows. You can just get the highlights as well. Some text messages, 502-571-9970. Commenting on the Wave 3 weather map.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, you can text us the word storm and we'll send it to you.
You should see it.
Brian, the dump truck driver. Is that a storm in Kentucky or are you just happy to see me? All right. Well done. A tweet from Allison. Hey, thanks, Ben and Kelly. Trying to explain to my 8-year-old why we won't have 53 states come December after listening to Facebook fights. You see, Junior, when a state loves another state, they're in love.
Kentuchio.
I'm picturing a little kid looking out the window like, Mom, the world is having babies right now.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So,
not how that works.
Yeah. That graphic definitely. When it got on fire for the Wave 3 weather team there. But yeah, you can see it. Storm, STORM. Just text us a word and we'll send it over to you. The comments are definitely where it's at.
Absolutely.
All right.
You guys did not disappoint. We're proud of you. We're proud of you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What time is it?
Don't know. Time for me to check out of the show, I think. Time for me to check out.
What time?
I'm giving no more effort.
What time is it?
Don't know.
It's Kelly. Time for the tooting troll.
Yeah,
that's
is.
What it's time for. All right, that is coming up here in 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. Buy more for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville, E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Oh, gosh, what a time is it?
It's the time of the show where I violently roll my eyes at our method for this contest.
Glitter Getaway, an opportunity for you to fly away to Hollywood to Universal Studios, is upon you right now. 502-571-9970. Ninth caller gets it. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. So this is the story of a six-year-old. All right. Six-year-old by the name of Abbott. Abbott Ray.
I mean, that's a cool name right there.
Abbott is pretty talented. He, at the age of six, has taught himself how to play piano just by sound.
Stop.
By listening.
Really?
By ear.
Oh, my gosh. Is this the
real life? And now he's doing covers of classic songs.
Oh, my gosh. God in that
So Abbott is blind.
What?
Yeah. He's blind.
Wow.
Taught himself to play piano by ear and now doing covers.
Listen, he needs to make an album. I'll buy it ASAP because A, with that name, B, with that talent. Hello.
He's a pretty good singer.
All of that.
He's like, six?
I'm just saying, he's better than me.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
Six-year-old Abbott.
It's not saying much, though, but he's better than me.
Using his disability and turning it into an ability. Love that. There you are. Feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Cause he was an angel. One taught me love.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Land of the Magic. Land of the Magic. Tiffany, what can we do for you?
I was calling because I heard the trope art, so.
Oh, my God.
I love your little Kentucky accent.
Yes, thank you.
I love that.
And I hear a little of the shame in your voice, too. I feel that. I feel it.
Hey, congrats. You're in to win. You got it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, we've got for you some passes for you to go to the Mercury Ballroom to experience The Little Mermen.
Now, listen, if you've never heard anything about the show, they're a Disney cover band, and they're amazing. From what we've seen on the video, they dress in the costumes and do the stuff, all the popular songs. They look fantastic. It's a really popular show.
Okay, awesome. That sounds great. I'm excited. Thank
you. And more importantly, you are in to win the trip to Universal Studios, Hollywood, California.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Tiffany, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Another shot for you to get in to win. 1 o'clock. Before 9, or I mean before 10, we do have some Disney on Ice tickets giveaway. All right. So we got more stuff. More stuff.
Awesome.
Bribing you. Just like.
Listen.
Parents did.
Guys.
Get their kids in.
Seriously.
Too soon, Ben.
Seriously.
Anyways, yeah. We're bribing you with Disney on Ice tickets on the way here before 10. Hey. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we've got now green candy in the break room. And it's
there's green candy in addition to the peanut butter pie?
Decked out.
Wow.
St. Patrick's Day, a little pot of gold.
There was pie in my pie hole.
Oh, my. You're going to walk in. There's going to be green shamrock cookies. It's going to be delicious.
Who brought it all? Suzanne or was it Julie?
It was Kara.
It's Kara? Yeah. Kara brought all that stuff? Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing.
The office all decked out. St. Patrick's Day looking great.
Awesome.
If you want tickets for Disney on Ice, four of them, call us 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up. Four tickets for the Disney on Ice in May. It's coming to the Yum Center.
Yeah, May 16th through the 19th. You'll get to pick your performance.
There you go. Give us a call. We'll hook you up. Sam Smith, Normani, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there.
I was trying to call in for Disney on Ice tickets.
Sounds like you were kind of successful because you actually got us.
I have never called in to radio station to one before, ever.
Oh, welcome. Glad we could be your first.
You're a first timer?
Yes, I'm a first timer.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so excited.
Welcome to our squad.
Welcome to the club.
What's your name?
My name is Diane.
Diane, congratulations. You got yourself four tickets to Disney on Ice.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
I love it when we can bring in new members to our squad. It's so great.
She sounds fun.
She does.
Well, the reality is you may, casually listen whenever you do, but you never want to talk to anybody.
Oh, yes.
Never want to call.
We're scary to actually talk to a person.
Listen, I wouldn't want to call us.
No, I wouldn't want to call us either.
I wouldn't want to.
I mean, listen, you tell me to call, I'm like,
No. You admire us from afar.
Yeah.
You don't need to interact with us.
You keep your prizes, scary. Radio boy. I was about to be right over here. All right. It's Benny Blanco, Eastside, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, going to be nice, 48. Tomorrow, 50 and sun. For St. Patrick's Day, it is clouds and 53.
Now, when you say it's going to be nice, my body is now only accepting 72 degree weather.
Who else in the level car say yay?
Yeah!
Hopefully you have fun this weekend, St. Patrick's Day weekend. I know I'm going to be rolling around with my daughter's Irish dance in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, you've always been taking your young daughters to bars.
That's right.
For St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean,
time-honored tradition.
St. Matthew's on St. Patrick's Day. If you head out to the Irish Rover, you see them there. See Molly Malone's, St. Matthew's and Molly Malone's in the Highlands.
Basically just a roadie for your ladies.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, take them around and to different retirement homes. I'll tell you what, the retirement homes love Love the dancers. Absolutely.
That is the most excitement they've had like all week.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, they may even be hitting 4th Street Live lunchtime-ish. So like if you're in the area.
For a second, I thought you meant the people at the retirement home.
No. Yeah, no. Irish dancers. The daughters.
Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so they are very busy this weekend.
Yeah. So this weekend, St. Patrick's Day, of course, the party is at Drake's St. Matthews after 5. Ariana Grande tickets.
Yes, I am also doing some things. I'll be emceeing the Miss Kentucky Gala, the Crown of Kentucky.
Ah, wow. Doing the things.
I have no idea why in the world they wanted me to be a part of this, but I'm excited.
Because Kelly
could be a crackhead.
No, that's not what they say about me. I've just never been a beauty queen. I was in one pageant. I did not place.
All right. Well,
it was
guys,
fun.
Whatever you do, have fun, be safe, and
who else in the level curve say yay?
Yeah! Sláinte! Happy St. Patrick's Day.